Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hi there, and welcome to Joy of Business on Om Times Radio. I am Maggie Emerson, and I am here with Devarashi Angela Salmon, and we are asking the question today, are you a savvy entrepreneur? So welcome, Devarashi.
Thank you. It's a joy being here.
Yay. So I'm just so excited, and I have to tell our listeners, like, this is actually airing on Christmas, so happy holidays to everybody. And I have to tell our listeners, I literally just pulled Devarashi into this conversation, and we talked about, I want to invite you to listen to her brilliance on what savvy is. So, Devarashi, I'm just going to throw you into the water, and can you tell everybody what savvy is, what being a savvy entrepreneur is?
A savvy entrepreneur is someone who has the tools to make change. You know, that in our time of change right now, what's going on in society and business, it's important to have the tools to be aware, be present, to make change when you need to make change, and to support your business in what it needs.
Cool. I love that. Just being willing to shift and change, like, in the moment, like you just did with me. Cool. So I'm curious, and I know we have so many tools with the Joy of Business, but right now, and like during the holidays right now, what is your go-to tool? Do you have one?
Well, my go-to tool is a couple of them, is meditation. Mm-hmm. And using some of the access tools. You know, all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And by using the tools of meditation, going inward, discovering space, living life from that space. So as things unfold in business and in life, you know, if there's maybe a constriction, it's like, oh, there's got to be a change here, you don't know what it is. I use, you know, going inward first and making a choice from there.
Cool. So, yeah, talk more about that. I want to hear more about meditation and how you go, like, I'm assuming that's, like, one of the ways you go inward. Talk more about how that looks in your life.
For me, the meditation that I use that really honed that experience for me is called the Bright Path of Shaya Ascension. And we teach a series of mechanical tools, vehicles to help you go within. I give you a part of it, and I show you how to add your part to it because it's your nervous system that's clearing. And the reason we're clearing our nervous system is that's what creates the movement in our life. You know, some of the things that we judge about our life, our body, our business, and if we can go beyond that, then we can tap into the creative juices, you know, the mm-hmm. creativity that we are. We could tap into the space and bring in more into our business than what our mind knows. It is good to go beyond the mind.
Yeah, and so do you do this every day?
Yeah, I do this every day. It's awesome. A tool that I use like 2-3 times a day.
Amazing. And so say more too, which you caught me with, like, you go beyond the mind. Can you say more about going beyond the mind?
Well, as you meditate and close your eyes, you start to watch the mind, you watch the thoughts, you watch the movement, and you start to see where you think you don't have choices. You know, you start to see where you get hooked. And if you go down that road, you know, following a thought or a thinking, you know, you're going to create pain for yourself. And so by going inward and watching the thoughts, you get less and less hooked to those thoughts and discover more and more of the space that's there for you to create from.
Huh. Awesome. I love that. Because I will honestly admit, like, the meditation piece, I did it for a bit, and then I found the access tools, and then I kind of threw it out with the baby with the bathwater. So what would you say to people who have either had, you know, challenged, like myself, with meditation before, just actually establishing a practice, and those people who even are currently practicing, what can you, like, with this, because it sounds a little bit different than I knew what meditation is. What would you suggest in terms of if they're like, oh my goodness, I can add meditation into my business to become more of a savvy entrepreneur? How would they begin?
Well, the biggest thing that I learned with the Bright Path Ascension was that the bottom line was about non-judgment. You know, it's non-judgment, and that thoughts are okay. Movement in the mind is okay. And some meditations kind of do battle with the mind, and that's where people tend to resist. They think they can't do it. I got too much movement. They want to get up, and they don't allow themselves the time to explore inward. And so if you just give yourself a time just to sit down and just even close your eyes and watch and just be aware of, you know, what your mind is playing with. And when you first start, too, it's when you're being aware of it, it feels so personal because these are thoughts and emotions and things you've played with all your life. But the more you can watch it, the less it hooks you.
Huh. So it's almost as if you're taking, like, a seat at a table and looking at the dinner, and all the thoughts are like the rolls and the salad and this, and you get to sit back and see it and no longer make it yourself the effect of it.
Yeah.
Cool. So yeah. You get to choose what you bite into.
Well, it's like you get to, like, when you're watching your mind, you start to, you become the mastery of the mind. Instead of the mind mastering you become the master. You know, and as you're watching the mind, And just allowing whatever is there to be there, you start to discover the space that's between the thoughts, the space that's between you and the thoughts. And the more you pay attention to that space, that's what grows in your life. And the mind hooks you less and less and less.
Okay, can you say more about that, the space and the mastery?
Okay.
I know you know something.
Well, just as you kind of turn the gaze inward and keep on going in, like the tools that I teach, you keep on returning back, cutting through all the thoughts and the shoulds and the have-tos and the coulds and the can'ts, and you start to develop a relationship with the space within. And the more you develop a relationship with the space within, you also start to be aware of the space on the outside. You start to realize you are more than just what you think you are. And discovering that space on the inside and the outside, you get to bring that into your business creations. And your creativity truly comes from that space if you give yourself a downtime to discover it.
I love that. Thank you. Like, my whole body just went, oh, that.
Because
I
yeah, so that experience of, oh, yeah. It's like you're letting go of the mind in that moment. You know, you're kind of giving yourself to that space.
Uh-huh. And I tend to be, as you know, like, I love to move, and I tend to be like, well, movement is my meditation, which it can be oftentimes on hikes and adventures. A lot gets let go, but I love this, like, this actually, like, I don't even, like, the sitting into the mastery of the mind.
Yeah, and you know, those walks and hikes and stuff, is like they do help you move beyond the mind. They help move the energy in the body, and because the mind and body is the unit. So if you're moving the energy in the body and allowing more space in the body, the mind's going to be aware of more space. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that could be known as like a jogger's high. You know, it's a moment of everything's perfect. There's nothing you'd want to change. It's just all creations at your fingertips kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The thing is that may only happen when you do go for a walk, when you do go for a run, when you do go biking.
Mm-hmm.
And the meditation that I teach, it helps you start to experiencing that all the time.
Hmm.
Like not having to go, you know, for a bike and a walk. And they're great, and they're great to move the energy. At least by meditating like 3 times a day, for example, is you're giving yourself that time to discover space. And while your eyes are closed, the benefit of it is you also start to discover that space when your eyes are open also.
I love that, giving yourself time to discover space. I love that. You got me. I'm hooked. It's like, when's your next class?
Actually, my next class is December 30th and 31st in Sudbury, Ontario. But I'm willing to travel wherever. You know, it's if you have a group of people interested, I could do an intro on Zoom and see what the interest is like, and then we can create a class together.
Awesome, I love that. And do you have a website? While we're on this topic, do you have a website that people can go to connect with you?
Well, there's a website for the Bright Path. It's called thebrightpath.com. And that will list classes. The beginner class is called The First Fear. That's done over the weekend. And that will list classes around the world. And once you attend the class, you can resit at a class around the world for free after that. It's a great way to meet people when you travel.
Okay.
As to mine, my classes are posted there for the Bright Path. My Access classes are posted on Access Consciousness. / Dave Roddy A. Salmon.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So, and that's the best place that people can get a hold of you if they're like, I just want to work on you with you one-on-one.
Yeah, or the Facebook, Dave Roddy Angela Salmon Facebook.
Okay.
There's that one, and Dave Roddy Angela Salmon CF, so they can mm-hmm. reach me that way also.
Awesome. So now they can
find you. And I'm working on my website.
Cool. Well, you're findable, so people can find you. Because like, I almost like as we were talking, I can hear the people's brains going like, how do I do this? So they, and I know we're coming up to a break soon, and I'm the queen of like, oh, leaving you on a cliffhanger. So just warning you, Devarati, and our listeners that at some point there is a break, and we'll probably leave you on a cliffhanger. But my next question for you is, you said sitting, like meditating 3 times a day. How long do you meditate for in those pockets of time?
Well, I do longer because I'm a teacher of it. But we recommend people having the intent to put out there to locate 20 minutes 3 times a day. You know, in the morning as you're waking up, whether you do yoga first or you go for a bike ride, you know, you've cleared some energy. It's great
mm-hmm.
to sit down after that. You know, there tends to be more space, like you said. And the more you can
awesome.
Kind of discover that space, the easier
cool.
it is to sit there.
And we'll catch more after this awesome break here.
Okay.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, and welcome back to Joy of Business on Om Times Radio, the rodeo radio. I'm here with I'm Maggie Emerson, and I'm here with Deborah DeAngelo Salmon, and we're talking about, we're asking the question, are you a savvy entrepreneur? And just before the break, Deborah was talking about, we were talking about meditation and this, help me out with the name again of the exact type of meditation that you do, Deborah.
The Bright Path Ashaya Ascension.
So, and what she was talking about before the break was meditating three times a day for at least 20 minutes a day, and so that you can master the mind. See what's going on in your mind, be okay that there's movement in the mind, and then being able to go beyond that so that the doors to creativity open. And what I love about it, and what we were talking about too, was that I personally, like I was saying before, am a mover, and that tends to be my space to open up creativity. And now I'm like, oh, how do I fit in like three little pockets of time of meditation a day to create this? Because what Deborah said was that movement can open it up in the moment, but then meditation actually allows you to open it up with your eyes closed, and then eventually the more you practice, it opens up that spaciousness while your eyes are open. And I love that. Is there anything else you want to say to the listeners about the meditation? And
the benefit of meditation also, it helps you have a sense of peace. You know, you're more rested, there's less stress, and you do, you know, you do tap into a zone of creativity and intuition. And it is a great way to relax, but it's also a great way to see where your mind plays, you know, and not to judge yourself for the fact that your mind is playing, there's thoughts that you keep on buying into, you know, it's just to see where you're playing, seeing where you're judging yourself. And in those moments of, okay, this is what I'm doing, you have a choice. Do you still play with those thoughts? Or do you make a different choice? And do you want to create using those thoughts and those judgments, you know, and solidify that into your body, into your being, into your life? Or do you want to let it go into space and create from that space?
Mm-hmm.
And then make another choice?
Mm-hmm. Because it really is, like, once we have the awareness of what's going on, anything is possible.
Yeah, totally. You know, it's that space is where a lot of the possibilities are,
mm-hmm.
and anything is possible.
Yeah. So, Demirati, what else would you say is a savvy entrepreneur? What other elements create that?
Well, there was one more thing I wanted to add about meditation. Is like the mm-hmm. more you do meditation, the more rested you are, the more aware of space you are, the people around you become more relaxed. And, you know, your workers, your family, there's more of a co-creation that tends to happen because they're more relaxed. So I just want to add that little extra.
That is reason enough alone, in my point of view, to actually sit down and play with that.
right? Because it's like I just, you know, I just had this, the most intense week with my kiddo, and I know that it's because I was so intense inside that he was reflecting that, on like reflecting what was going on in my inner world back to me. So I'm like, huh, okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, so many different stories. Like, you know, as the family gets used to the parents meditating, when the parents are upset, I've had children, you know, come to their parents and say, can you go do what, that thing you do?
Mm-hmm.
Can you go meditate?
That's true. Like, my kiddo will be like, can I do that thing? He'll run my bars. And he will know. He'll be like, can you do that thing that I put my hands on your head? I was like, uh-huh. So I wonder what this will create, and I wonder if he wants to do it with me. So anyways, side note. And, like, with I love looking at, like, the whole savvy bit of being an entrepreneur and the joy of business is it really includes everything, and everything we choose is, like, the ripple effect into all things in our lives.
Totally. You know, and then another tool is using the logical mind. You know, is doing the accounting. You know, some of us like accounting, some of us don't like accounting. In doing the accounting, you get to see what is right now, and then you get to see what the business is going to need. And if it's something that you're good with, you know, great. If it's something that you're good with and don't have time for, or something that you're not good with, and see if you can find someone that can help you with that aspect of business.
Yeah, and can you actually, like, you caught me on seeing what is right now with the account. Like, that is a brilliant thing. Like, when you go to your accounting, because I know for me and I know for other entrepreneurs that I get to talk with, like, accounting isn't my favorite. And I know that you're brilliant at it. Right. And that's a key part to like the financial piece is kind of key to having a business. Otherwise you got a hobby. So tell me more about seeing what is and being like while being, cause I almost see this the way I see it with you, and you can correct me and share more, but like with this practice of meditation and then taking that to your accounting and seeing what is, like, what have you seen shift and change in your world? And I'm going to start with that question. What have you seen shift and change in your world?
Well, in seeing what is, it's like, okay, this is where, you know, where I am financially. This is what, you know, my financial experience is, the reality is. And then I can say, okay, what do I want to create with that? You know, what do I want my business to look like? Or what is my business going to need? And then kind of discovering that and asking questions and being curious of what the business, how the business wants to create, what the business is going to need, then I can make choices to support the business in that. And also I can, you know, make the request to the universe, to space, to bring that to me.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. So just say we're coming up at the end of the year, right? A lot of people may or may not, like, if I'm looking at my numbers, seeing what I created and acknowledging, oh, it's like I actually did create more than I ever have before. And I'm like, and I have this, like, da-da-da, let's go huge in 2018. So if I'm looking at numbers, I'm totally putting you on the spot, and I'm like, okay, I have this specific target. What questions would you recommend asking with regards to finances and accounting that open up that space of creation and flow and possibility?
Well, one of it is when someone doesn't like accounting is like, what are you resisting? If you didn't resist, you would create amazing possibilities in your business.
Awesome.
You know, and the other thing is if you're not liking accounting, it's like, what can I add to my day or add to while I'm doing accounting that would make this fun for me?
Uh-huh.
You know, uh-huh. Whether it's playing music, you know, whether you like to move your feet could be moving as you're kind of starting to record, you know, the numbers either in an Excel spreadsheet or a different kind of accounting program. And so, you know, what can you do to make it fun for you?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is to acknowledge what you have created. And you the being, have amazing capacities. And you know, by doing your accounting, you can acknowledge what you have created, the revenue brought in, the different revenue streams, that the fact that you're actually doing accounting, you know, acknowledge that. And check in, like, how is your body and your being feeling when you're acknowledging yourself?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And so the other question, I'm just curious, because when you go to sit, because I want to see, did meditation and accounting tie together? Like, other meditation that I'm coming to you totally naive because I have not done a ton of meditation, I've not done a ton of accounting. And meditation, sometimes I hear people bring something to meditation to look at. Is that something that your type of meditation invites?
Not usually. I will do once in a while do that. My type of meditation is really discovering that space. And by fully being in that space, you're in the moment to flow from that space. So if you're engaged in your mind to try to have a certain outcome, then you're not allowing yourself to be beyond the mind. And even in access, if we're trying to hold on to a certain outcome, you're not allowing more possibilities to show up. There might be more possibilities than you are even aware of that can show up for you if you didn't hold on to what you wanted it to look like.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love that. You're just melting my world. Thank you so much. How does it get even better than this? And what a cool thing to be willing to continue, like, just like you're showing the listeners, like the asking of questions and what can you add to something that maybe may not be as fun, and what can you, like, let go of and drop the resistance that would open, like, possibilities beyond what the mind can truly conjure up.
It's amazing when you do that.
Mm-hmm. So what else you got with regards to?
Well, okay, so the third item, you know, to have in your toolbox is, I mentioned it a few times, creativity. And my first career hat was a chartered accountant. And is a chartered accountant. And then I went to meditation. And as I was spending time meditating and teaching meditation, I was noticing my creative side wanted to be expressed more. And so I started making jewelry. And then I went back to school, learned to be a designer and a jeweler and a goldsmith.
And so, Rodney, I'm going to pause you right there, and we're going to hear this as soon as we get back from our break. Sorry to cut you off, but here comes our break, and we'll get to learn more about creativity when we get back. Thank you.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business.
Wake up. Go to work,
come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Shake up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey there, and welcome to Joy of Business on On Times Radio. It's Maggie Emerson here, and I'm here with Deborah the Angela Salmon. We're talking about asking the question, are you a savvy entrepreneur? And just before the break, and I beautifully and elegantly cut Deborah off, she was talking about creativity. And what I heard you say, and then I'll let you take off from there, was, you know, at first you were, I can't remember the order, first you did meditation, right? And then you became an accountant, and you were doing the both, and then your creativity was like high, the way I would describe it, started to pick up. So talk to me more about creativity and how that came about for you.
Cool. At first I was a chartered accountant.
Okay. It makes
sense. the creativity's been amazing to play with and to see that I do have, that I can create. Using the meditation, there's more creativity, there's more space, and so there's more creativity I use. But in business, it's important to bring in that creativity. It's, you know, whether you're setting up your office and you're designing what your office is going to look like, or what the product's going to look like, or how you're going to let people know about your product. You know, it's you use creativity to do that. We draw on it all the time. And a lot of us, we have those capacities, and a lot of us, I think I did at first, thought I didn't, because I did go the chartered accounting route. But as I was working as a chartered accountant, I used more and more creativity, you know, for my clients and in their business. And as I was making jewelry, I got to see my creativity. And I was trained in different ways that you can come to create. You know, when you have a time you think you can't create, there's always something you can do to create. And I love the access questions, or the curiosity to ask questions. Because as I'm making a piece or designing a piece, as I'm with it, I'll say, okay, you know, what do you want to look like? Or what's next? Or what do I need to know before I solder you so I don't melt you all to pieces?
Mm-hmm. I love that. And can you say more about, because there's so many questions we can ask, and that's one of the things I love and about access consciousness and the joy of business. And when I was first starting the joy of business, I was like, how the heck can I find questions? I didn't know how to ask a question. Can you share with the listeners what questions they can start asking when they're creating, whether they're creating jewelry, whether they're creating their business, whether they're just even creating their day? What questions, what are your questions that you ask?
One of them I tend to ask is like, what 3 things I can do today to add to my business? Or what 3 things I can do today to create money right away? You know, or I'll check in, you know, to my business and say, okay, business, you know, what do you need me to do today? Who would you like me to talk to today? Or what do I need to learn? Sometimes there's more things to learn. Like, what do I need to learn for my business? Or who would I like to add to my business?
Mm-hmm.
And what contributions to my life and my business can I be today?
I love those.
You know, and what energy can I be today that would contribute to my business?
Mm-hmm. I really love those. So can you I mean, can you say more too? Because I get that not everybody who is necessarily listening to this knows, like, when we ask a question, it's not about finding a definitive answer. It's about the awareness. How would you, like, can you share more about even your experience of that creating that space so you can hear, like, oh, who's what three people, and you don't go to your phone and, like, decide. I know for me, like, when I ask, like, what three people need to hear from me today, usually there's something that like, their face comes into my mind, their name pops, like if I were to think of meditating, like, or, like, it would be like a computer screen, their name goes across my imaginary computer screen in my mind. How would you describe getting to the point of asking questions but not that finding that awareness versus trying to find the answer?
Well, as a starting point is to kind of start with, what do you want to create? What do you want your business to look like? What do you want your life to look like? And get a feel for that energy. So when you start to ask questions, and you're right, it's not about an answer, but it's an energy that you're putting out there. And sometimes we do get a response. And does that response match the energy that you want to create? But also putting that, just asking the question, it tends to open up more possibilities to show up and then more choices to make. You know, you can make a choice and, no, I don't like that right now. Okay, and you make another choice and, no, I don't like that right now. But it's really about what's matching the energy of what you want to create. Because there's a lot of things you can choose, but what do we want to choose?
Right.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. And do you want to talk more about choice, actually? That's a great segue.
What I love about playing with choices is what I have learned through Access, especially, is making choices in 10-second increments. You know, and allowing myself to do that, I allowed myself to make a choice that I didn't need to know what the outcome was. I didn't need to know whether it was right or wrong, whether it was going to be a success or a failure. I just kind of made a choice. And then, okay, maybe I liked what was happening. Okay, make another choice. Or maybe I didn't like what was happening, so I get to make another choice. And so it freed up the choice process in making choices in 10-second increments.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Love that.
And then when, like, you know, you make a choice, and then there's more possibilities and more questions. And you make another choice and more possibilities and more questions. And so it builds exponentially. You just keep walking forward. And the more you make choices, the less time you have to play with judgments in your head. You know, you're moving forward.
Mm-hmm. I love that. The more you make choices, the less time you have judgment, and you just keep moving forward. Love that. Mm-hmm. So what would you say, like, I know there's been times in my days, and even with all the tools that I have in my toolbox, with being savvy, and what can someone do to say they're kind of like if they're in a funk of, like, I'm not sure what to do with my business right now, what would you suggest, or what tool would you invite them to use?
Well, there's two possibles. I would kind of start. Sometimes I go, what else is possible?
Mm-hmm.
Or what's next?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I check in, like, am I being space? And whether I go sit and meditate for 10 minutes or whether I expand out, you know, from what my body is right now, you know, is expand my energy out into the room, out into the world, out into the universe. And then what's next from that space?
Awesome.
And then what is fun for me today? Mm-hmm. What can I choose right now that would be fun for me today? Right now.
Yeah. And for those, I'm like, I can hear the brains. It's like, for those who are like, but I can't have fun because I need to make money. Or like, this, like, I can't. And I know you have a whole different show
go on that, and let's touch on this a bit. Like, I can't have fun because I need to make money, or I can't have fun because this, this, and this needs to get done. Like, what else is possible there?
So if you're having a party, and the party, you know, everyone at the party was judging and criticizing, did you want to show up to that party? So, and, or if you're having a party, everyone was having fun and, you know, laughing, would that be a party you'd like to show up to?
Uh-huh.
And so money is the same thing. Money doesn't want to show up to a party of being criticized or judged. Money will show up to a party of joy. So if you are having fun, you know, you're going to naturally, you know, bring money to you. You're going to attract people to you. People are attracted to fun. People are attracted to, you know, passion. And it's also in asking questions and, you know, playing with going beyond the mind, you may notice that creation isn't linear. You know, it doesn't come from the same place that you want it to be. And that's another reason why it's important just to keep on letting go. You know, ask a question and let it go. You know, one example I have of that is I was listening to a telecall series, and the homework was, okay, what three things I can do today to create money right away? And one of the things I decided, I was going to make an announcement at this class I was at during the 7-day. And I made the announcement, you know, asking if people like my laugh. Well, they all laughed because I tend to make people laugh.
You have the most amazing laugh.
And then I asked, well, you know, with the joy I have and the presence I have, would you like to receive a symphony of possibility treatment? And you know, I left it at that. Well, during the day, people were asking me about the symphony of possibility treatment. But people were wanting to buy the jewelry I was wearing and the jewelry I brought. And so it was amazing. That day, I sold a lot of jewelry. And so, you know, it was an amazing example for me that it's not linear. I announced the class, and here I'm selling jewelry. And that jewelry does represent my joy and my being and my presence, but it was kind of looked totally different than what I thought it was going to look like.
I love that. Like, thank you for sharing that, because it is the non-linearity of the being willing to follow your awareness, which you did. You're like, oh, I'm going to make an announcement. It's going to be fun. Like, you like my laugh. And then it showed up in what I'm hearing you say is more jewelry sales than necessarily SOP, but who knows how many SOP sessions you'll be doing from there. But that following that awareness created so much, and you let go. So can you say, because I think that's a really, like, savvy, you know, thing to say, and I'm going to ask you this after the break, because here is a beautiful break. So my question for you that you can ponder is the letting go. I'm going to be asking you about how you can invite people to let go of that piece. So talk to you after the break.
Cool.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi there, and welcome back to Joy of Business on Om Times Radio. I am Maggie Emerson, and I'm here with Navarathi Angela Salmon, talking about all things brilliant that Navarathi knows, and I'm so grateful she's here with me today. And what we left before the break was she was talking about letting go and this ability that she has to just ask a question and then let it go and allow her asks to show up. And what I really want to pick your brain on personally and for everybody listening, because I know it's a huge contribution, because this is one thing that I bump up against with myself, with my impatience and like my joy of like just getting somewhere really fast, is the letting go piece, the asking a question and letting it go, the asking for something in your business and your life and letting it go. And so I'm gonna throw that at you. What do you got to contribute to people actually like letting go?
Letting go.
I know. I'm like, oh.
It's because if we keep picking it up, then we're also putting it out to the universe, you don't believe it's going to happen. So we're sending a message, you're asking a question, you want something, and then you keep saying it and revisiting it, and it's like saying, well, you don't really want it, you don't believe it, you know, it's not coming. And so it's just asking an open-ended question, even like what else is possible or what questions can I ask here, you know, and allowing them to seep in whenever they seep in. And sometimes it's that day and sometimes it's the next day it shows up and sometimes it's a little bit further down the line. And another way to allow too is the more you meditate, and watch and be in that space, the more you play with allowance, because you're allowing the mind to move without getting hooked on it. You know, so that will also assist you to be more of allowance.
Mm-hmm. And so the allowance, the allowance piece, because when we ask a question, but we have the, strong point of view that, yeah, that's not going to happen, or we're fixated on, like, I'm going to keep asking this question until it shows up, which is telling the universe that, like, hey, I don't believe it's going to come true, I don't believe I deserve it, but I'm going to keep asking to prove that I don't deserve it. What, like, meditation, I hear you, meditation, it's like, I feel like I need to go sit down right now. I'm like, I'm excited to, which is great, I'm so grateful. And what other questions can people ask, or what other tool, like, outside of meditation as well, like as they're listening, they can start chewing on to get out of that headspace of, oh, I can't have it, I don't deserve it. What do you, when some client comes to you with that, if they do ever, where do you go with them?
Sometimes I will go into like maybe some decisions or beliefs they have. Like you mentioned a few of them. It's like, you know, wherever you've picked up that belief, you know, are you willing to, you know, uncreate that? And using one of the access clearings, right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, shorts, boys, beyond. So in asking the question, it brings up the energy, and the right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, pock, shorts, boys, beyond is like a wand to clear that energy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll go into, like, where have you made that decision? Like, how old are you right now? you know, and or who does this belong to? Like, the who does this belong to is amazing to use, because I'm, you know, starting to realize we made some business decisions based on what my parents thought of business. But who does this belong to? And so I get to kind of ask another question from being here right now. Or what decisions did you make as a child that's creating this that I can't do? And so are you willing to revoke, you can't rescind, reclaim, renounce, enough, and destroy and create that?
Mm-hmm.
Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, talk, talk, shorts, boys, beyond. And another question sometimes I'll ask, okay, what's right about this that I'm not getting?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what points of view do I have about this that I'm not getting, that I'm unwilling to let go of or change? Do I have to be right about it?
Mm-hmm.
And so are you willing to let go of the agenda of being right?
Maybe.
Would you rather have, you know, more creativity, more money, more business, more, you know, more people playing in your business with your business? Or would you rather be right?
That doesn't read on me at all. Let's clear that for everybody, a.k.a. me, right now, shall we?
Well, I wouldn't be saying this if it hadn't read me at one point or another.
Right? Yeah.
It still might once in a while.
Oh, this is so such a great conversation. Thank you so much. We have, I think we have probably about 7 more minutes. So, like, how much, like, we packed so much in about all of this. Is there anything else that you have on your schedule that you want to tell people about that they can come and play with all of this? That you have, like, all this brilliance?
Well, right now, I mean, the one thing I've been really playing with a lot is the Joy Business Book Club. It's been so much fun to play with. And if you go to www.accessjoybusiness.com/bookclub, you can sign up for it, and then you receive the prior recordings. You know, both Maggie and I have been playing in there, and I love the last one I did last Thursday. It was Money Come, Money Come, Money Come, and it was such a fun one to do. And I'm
mm-hmm.
doing more of them in the future, and so is Maggie. I think I'm doing the nuts and bolts and financing next Thursday and on that chapter. And come play with Sarah, and I'll be posting some of the courses I'll be doing in the new year.
Awesome. I love that. Thank you. That was actually my next step. The book club is awesome. And the book club is actually really quite phenomenal. I'm going to tell everybody that's listening too, is that it really is so cool, because even as someone who's like immersed in the Joy of Business, I'm learning so much from all the Joy of Business facilitators. Because the thing about each and every one of us in business and Joy of Business is that we all have different awarenesses. We all have different experiences that invite, like what we've listened to Devarati speak about today, is all these different ways of looking at things that open the doors for everybody else, right? And so go play. If you want to change stuff in your business, go play in the book club. Go find Devarati. And then I will say, I do have on the, Zach, I don't know, if, like, I have now, I was originally doing a full day class. I am now doing a Joy of Business 101, Business Done Different, on the 28th and the 29th of December, so very soon, 3 days from now if you're listening on the 25th. And if you just go to accessjoyofbusiness.com and you can find me, Maggie Emerson, as a facilitator. It's a Zoom, so you can join from anywhere in the world. So if you're looking for more Joy of Business classes, I have one of those in the book that if you'd like to come and end your year with gusto and start your year with even more gusto with the Joy of Business tool.
Cool. And I am having a meditation course December 30th and 31st in Sudbury, Ontario. Beautiful, come and play in the snow, amazing surroundings. You know, you can come and play. And I'm also having a New Year's Day celebration with my fellow meditators. We're meditating and having a New Year's lunch, so you're more invited to join that also.
Awesome. I love that. Yay, go find, in Sudbury, I'm actually, we're both from the same province, but but live in different places. So how cool is that? But go check Severati out in Sudbury. It's like this in the snowy area this time of year. And for our final few moments, what else do you want to share? Do you want to rapid fire your favorite tools?
What else is possible? Who does this belong to? Another one is interesting point of view. You know, when I do see myself having a judgment, it's this like interesting point of view. I have this interesting point of view, and it just releases it and brings me more into an allowance. And then from allowance, I get to create with more possibilities. Mm. So what questions can you ask for your business? And where can you find space in your life to have some meditation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's really just a choice, right? Like how many choices can you make to create the life and the space that you, like that you being the global you are asking for?
Mm-hmm. And how can you come? You know, what can you add to your day today to have fun, to bring you joy, to make you laugh? Where can you have laughter today?
You know, one of the things I did, and I need to actually do something with it I want to share, because I would love for you to do this too, is I recorded my kiddo laughing. So that whenever I need a laugh, some laugh, I just play his recording of laughter. I'm working on making it be my ringtone. So yeah, I love that. How can you like add more laughter to your day? And you know what I love about that too, is it conditions my abdominals without me having to do anything.
That is so cool. And thank you for the reminder. I've been asked a few times, when are you going to record your laughter? So thank you.
Yes, please do. Like, we could just actually, I could get a sound bite from this. We could do that. Awesome. Well,
thank you, Maggie.
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful for you. And thank you all for listening. Have a gorgeous day.